Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to say a big thank you to my patrons on Patreon. You too can join me there and get extra benefits such as a Talking Metal t-shirt. Just go to patreon.com/talkingmetal and join all the great folks who hang out there with myself and Victor. I'm talking about guys and girls like Steven Saylor, Steve Hoker, Mike Jones, Dan Gerwan, Jerry from Long Island, Metal Dan. And Metal Dan, thanks for that great note you sent me about wearing the Talking Metal t-shirt to an Overkill show. And Bobby Blitz, I guess, saying that Mark and Emily are good people. And I will say, on the record, Bobby Blitz is good people too. Great guy. I love him. Can't wait to see Overkill in New Jersey, right near my house, Montclair, New Jersey, at the Wellmont next month. Emma, I think our one female patron, Emma, thank you. I hope everything's well down in Australia. Patrick Schwartzman, Brad, we're going to hang out. Brad Deal, we're going to hang out at M3. I never know if I say your last name right. I think I butcher it every time since I give it a different pronunciation every time I say it. Tommy Anderson, was that Siri? I think Siri just went off in the background. Jason Seth, Jay Vaninsky, Matt Carroll, Drake, Sam Soupy, Fred Roots, Joe Ryan, Matt Street, Ron Embody, Steven, just one name for Steven, Jean-Francois Blas, James Bennett, Ron Keel, Mr. I don't know why. It's very weird. Siri is somehow clicking on. Am I saying something that sounds like Siri? Let me shut this stupid iPad off. Ron Keel, David S. Gray, Anthony Mackey, and is that it? I think, is there one more? Oh, no, there's a few more. Richard Langridge, Leo from Alaska, Gregory, and Adam Marr. Thanks, guys. You guys rock.
Hey, this is Ross the Boss, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Just a job, and while I'm playing, you won't get robbed.
ears when they scream. Then I run back to the power rack and deck all of my gear. When it's war to me and just a job, and while I'm playing, you won't get robbed. Nobody tells a man how to play. You just take that way, baby. Hey, hey, hey. Can you hear me say? All men play on 10. Never gonna turn down again. All men play on 10. Never gonna turn down again.
Going way back right there to, I believe, 1984, right, with Sign of the Hammer, Manowar, Ross the Boss on guitar on that, of course. Wow, what a great song. So good. We love Manowar. We love Ross the Boss. And we are psyched to welcome Ross the Boss back to the podcast. A nice little discussion with him. I can't wait for you guys to hear this. And like I said earlier, I'm so nervous about doing these phoners now. So we had another disaster. You know, the Dave Ellefson one late last year, really, I was like, geez, why am I doing these phoners anymore? Because it was, the quality was just so bad. It's like, I wouldn't listen to that if somebody posted an interview that sounded like shit like that. So once again, what an honor. Let me first say, to speak with Biff Byford, legendary heavy metaler from Saxon. So I'm doing an interview with him. I can't even understand what he's saying. It's like they had me dial into a conference number, and which is always a bad sign. But I guarantee if I was on Sirius XM, people wouldn't be calling into me with these shit connections. Having said that, we're not. We're independent. We keep it going strong. We play songs like that one that you just heard. Manowar, All Men Play on 10. And right now we're going to play a song off the Biff Byford solo record, which you're probably not going to hear anywhere else except for maybe on some podcasts. Maybe it'll slip on to, you know, radio once or twice, but you're probably not going to hear it. Biff's new album is great. Let's check out this tune right now.
My
Biff Byford, the title track off the School of Hard Knocks album. It's out now. Check it out. And check this out. This is how bad this interview was with Biff. Seriously, I can't understand anything he's saying. It's like... Yeah, so there you go. I did an interview with Biff Byford. No one's ever going to hear it, not even me, because I couldn't understand what he was saying. Ridiculous. Hopefully we can get Biff back and do an actual interview where we can understand what the hell he's saying. With a better connection. It's weird because when I talked with Brian from... Brian was over in the UK. Brian from Diamond Head. That was a great connection. But, you know, Brian was on Skype. It wasn't like some thing where publicist connecting us to him through a conference call number. And, man, and I will say that wasn't on my end with Biff. I'm not going to take responsibility for that. But, anyways, we love Biff. And the new record is solid. A School of Hard Knocks. Without further ado, speaking of new records, let's get into some Ross the Boss right now. This is Denied by the Cross off the new Ross the Boss record, which he's going to tell us all about here on Talking Metal. Yeah. Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal and calling in once again. Ross the Boss, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. We're finishing our U.S. tour tonight in Philly.
Wow, nice. And how's that run been for you guys?
26 shows. You know something, you know, we're really happy and pleased with how it turned out because, you know, the scene in metal these days in the United States, it's much better now. We feel that it's a resurgence and we're very happy.
And when you say that, do you feel that that's just among the classic metal fans? They're all coming back to it. Or do you see younger, newer fans out there too?
Honestly, we're seeing younger fans.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. I mean, they got their denim jackets, they got their studs, and you know, it's like it reminds me of the old days. It's when it came around in America. This is what we're seeing, and this is no bullshit. And it's great to see. It's great to see.
Awesome. That is great to hear and to see. Yeah. And what I heard was just great. We just played here the new song Denied by the Cross off the new album Born of Fire by Ross the Boss. It's coming out on March 6th. Wow. It sounds great, Ross. And I'm totally excited for the rest of this album. And I loved your last album that you did like less than 2 years ago, I think, by Bloodsworn. So let's talk about how the new album differs from the By Bloodsworn record. Is it, do you still have some of those same guys involved, like Mark and Mike helping you out this time?
It's the same band with our tour drummer Steve Bolognese, the drummer that we've been touring with for the past 2 years, 2.5 years. So the band is much stronger. I'll just lead into the next topic. This is why we're so strong on this record, because this is the band that's been touring for 2 years plus. And, you know, we've been going through the battles and through the ditches and of the whole thing of metal. And the band is super strong. We were really great in the studio together. And the songwriting process, the whole thing was great.
And was Mike LaPond involved in writing some of the tracks again?
Yes, Mike LaPond is a major writer, and his ears and his arrangement skills were just unbelievable.
And the By Bloodsworn record had a real organic, raw feel to it, which I think is missing on a lot of releases these days. And the song that I heard off the new record, again, the new record is Born of Fire, out March 6th. And we had just played Denied by the Cross before the interview started here. I mean, it seems like it still kind of has that organic, raw feel. Can we expect that on the rest of the record, too?
Yes. The rest of the record, mixed by Steve Lieberman from Orgain in Germany. We feel we have a modern sound to the record, without giving up our, you know, metal, old school metal appeal on this record. So we got the best of both worlds going on this record for sure.
Awesome. Cool. Well, we are psyched for the brand new record by Ross the Boss. Again, Born of Fire will be out March 6th. Guys, let's show our support and go download it and buy it and listen to it on all our streaming platforms like Apple Music and Spotify. And last time you were on, Ross, you told me that you had started work on a third album, a Death Dealer album. But here we are about 2 years later, and I don't think we've gotten that record yet. Is there any updates on that?
Yes, there is a major update. The record is completed. And I think Sean Peck is looking for either we have offers, label offers, or he might do it on his own distribution, Steel Cartel. But the record is finished. And it's about to be put out in the summer.
Awesome. Cool. And I have to ask you about something that you did that was so important to the metal community in my opinion. I'm a big Judas Priest fan, and you know, I just love KK Downing. Hadn't seen him in so long. And you are the guy who brought him back out into the spotlight after a long absence. And, you know, sometimes when these rock stars disappear for a while, you don't know what you're going to get when they show back up. But he delivered the goods, no pun intended. And you guys killed it. And how did this all come together? I mean, that was a historic moment. Ross the Boss and KK Downing on stage at Bloodstock last year.
Yeah, it was an amazing turn of events. I have a friend that lives in England, and he knows KK, and I said, why don't you get him to come down and have a beer with us or something, you know, shoot the shit, you know, because, you know, well, maybe, you never know. I said, if you don't ask, you don't get in life. So, he said, yeah. And I said, then I just, like, something in my head goes, well, do you think he might want to jam with us? And then the whole thing started, and and it was like unbelievable, you know. And he checked me out, he checked the band out, and he saw how really good, cool we were, and so he just agreed to come. And so I agreed to come in 2 days earlier for rehearsal at KK Steel Mill, that's his club, and we rehearsed 2 days in England, and we did the show, and it was stunningly successful. We had Iron Maiden's sound mixer, and the whole thing was just great. So there's KK back for you after 10 years, and now he's doing his thing, and I'm so glad he is. So.
Yeah. And what an emotional moment. Again, just to, I wasn't there in person, but seeing the videos and stuff, just great. And those videos sounded great. That's interesting. You said Iron Maiden sound engineer was mixing for you that day.
Yeah, we had, the sound was fantastic. And, but you know, when you play a big show like that, having a top man to do that, to do the live sound was so critical. So.
Yeah, well, great stuff. And thank you, because really, I feel like you put the ball in motion with KK, because now it's announced he's going to do an album. He may do some touring. He's got a new band. So we are psyched to hear and see everything
KK
has coming up.
Touring, I don't know about, because we had offers. I had a ton of offers for him to come out on the road with us. And, we'll see what he's going to do. He's used to staying home. And making recommend. Let's just get the record out first.
Right, one step at a time. All right.
One step at a time. It takes a real maniac like me to go out on the road all the time, and that's what we've been doing. It just did 26 shows, and a month in April in Europe. So we'll see.
Right on. Right on. And Ross, it's been 45 years since that first album by the Dictators. And, you know, you guys really predated in a lot of ways and laid the groundwork for what became the punk movement years later. And I wanted to ask you about the Dictators sound, like, because when you listen to that album again, which is like 45 years old at this point, it really seems that there wasn't anyone doing that style of music at that time. Where did that sound come from, in your opinion?
Well, basically came from me.
Okay.
it was a kind of like a garage punk kind of metal kind of, cause of me. And we didn't even know it yet. We didn't even know what to call it. So I guess we call it now punk metal, was sort of like what Motorhead is, or sort of something like that, you know?
Right. You could hear the, like, maybe that could have been an influence on Motorhead, and definitely like the Ramones and the Dead Boys and stuff like that.
For a year before the Ramones, for sure. There's no doubt about it.
Right on. And when the punk movement started happening, did you kind of think like, wow, we kind of started this? Did you have those feelings? Or,
well, you know, we were there a year before the Ramones. We definitely had a part in it. I mean, I can't say the whole, you know, the Dictators started American punk, but we were there right at the beginning, the very beginning. And we're honored that people say that about us. And as a matter of fact, the original Dictators are recording again.
Wow.
With me, not Manitoba. Mr. Manitoba's not in the fold anymore.
Oh, okay.
Me, Andy Scott, and Albert Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult.
Wow, very, very cool. Yeah. Cannot wait for that. Yep. And you've started an album with them?
We started recording, yeah.
Oh, very good. So any ideas when we might hear that?
I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know, but we're working, and I'm going to record this week when I get home tomorrow, and we're very, very busy. So
right on. Amazing. Sounds like it. And you, of course, were a major part of Manowar's heyday, the classic years of Manowar. 6 albums you did with Manowar. When you look back on those 6, what maybe 1 or 2 are your favorite albums?
Oh, I would say the first one, in Hail to England.
Right on.
Those were tremendous. I mean, the first one started everything, and Hail to England was just an amazing record. So what can I say? I don't know. People have different opinions about it.
Yeah.
But absolutely.
And what are some of that time you were in Manowar? What are some of the highlights of that time for you?
Oh, just, I don't know, starting the band, getting Orson Welles to narrate a song.
Right.
Was pretty amazing. The whole thing, how heavy we were, the equipment, the whole look, our look, everything was just, in a nutshell, the 80s.
Right on. Orson was on 2 songs, right? Wasn't it 2 songs?
Yeah. He did 2 songs, Defender and Dark Avenger.
Right on. Cool. And he did both of those like in the same like VO session,
did,
if you will.
He did the whole thing in the same session.
Right.
And also the introduction for Manowar, ladies and gentlemen, from the United States of America, All Hail Manowar. And it was just an amazing day. That was an amazing day for sure.
Right.
I'll never forget that day.
Yeah, I mean, what an iconic figure in as far as American history goes, right?
And
he actually came down to the studio with you guys, right?
He went to Century Media on Century Media, Media Sound, 57th Street. Yep.
Really? Yep. Great stuff. Cool. Well, it sounds like you are just kind of exploding with new music here at this stage of the game, and it's very exciting. We got Death Dealer, we got a brand new Ross the Boss album coming up on March 6th, and the Dictators back in the fold.
That's right, and also Shaken Street has been playing. So we did 15 shows last January in France, and we're going to do a festival appearances in France, Belgium at the end of the summer.
That's awesome. Cool. Wow. You don't slow down, man.
Yeah. So it's an honor. It's a true honor to play. So what can I say?
Yeah. Well, it's a true honor to talk to you again, Ross. And we appreciate you taking some time out. I know you got your last show of the tours tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Okay. Well, have a great show, Ross. And
okay,
again,
thank you.
We're really looking forward to all the new music you have coming our way.
Well, we're great. Thank you. Looking forward to making more.
Cool. Take care.
Because world never walk away among
Among the Bones by Ross the Boss. That's going back a couple of years to 2018 by Ross the Boss. And yeah, again, a brand new record on the way from Ross. So stay tuned for that. Out March, what did I say? March 6th, I think Ross told us in the interview. So soon, this week, right? Yeah, can't wait to hear it. All right, guys, there you go. We're going to keep it there for a brief episode of Talking Metal. We appreciate everything you guys do for us. If you don't want to do the Patreon thing, but you still want to support, here's some ways you can do that. You can buy a Talking Metal t-shirt for $20. Hit me up on my PayPal account with a $20 cost, and I will mail that out to you anywhere in the world. The PayPal is available on talkingrock.net or talkingmetal.com. You'll find the PayPal info there. You can also just tweet us out. Follow me on Twitter. I don't know. It's weird. I get like great engagement on Facebook and pretty good engagement on Instagram and Twitter. I have like 10,000 followers and it's like crickets. You know, it's like my wife has like 1,000 followers and she tweets something out. People go crazy. I don't know. I'm just not engaging people enough on Twitter. So engage me on Twitter. Retweet something that I send out. If you liked the interview with Ross the Boss, retweet it, you know, or say something nice about it. And then I'll retweet you. How about that? You retweet me, I'll retweet you. give me a like on Twitter. That's the way you can support me and let people know about the podcast. When you run into these guys, you see Ross the Boss at a concert, say, hey, I loved your interview with Talking Metal. That's another way you can hype what we're doing. And that's going to do it, guys. Again, I really appreciate everything you do for me. And thanks for listening to Talking Metal, a podcast that has been going on since 2005. Founded by myself and John Astronomy, the original founder of Talking Metal. He gets a lot of credit for inventing this podcast with me and getting it off the ground. And I do miss him and want to get him back on another episode real soon. All right, later.